بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد. The last time we had begun discussing the beautiful name of Allah تبارك وتعالى الولي, the helper and the guardian, that is Allah تبارك وتعالى. Allah سبحانه وتعالى is the helper, Allah سبحانه وتعالى is the guardian. So different definitions have been mentioned regarding this blessed name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just as the mudhakara also, that we discuss his beautiful names of Allah, the al-asma'ul husna, the most beautiful names of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So we recognize Allah, we know our Allah, we have the ma'rifat of Allah. First we come to know Allah. The example Umar Palampuri rahimullah used to give, he says that 4-year-old boy, 5-year-old boy, he knows this is the police. But the reality he doesn't know. So he also wants a police suit also, and act like a policeman. He has a carry one lai-lai gun, kali-kali, play gun. He thinks that police too is one, kali-kali, he says, kala-kala again. So he'll go by the police also, he says, a real gun, I can touch it. It is nice, play-play. But he knows the name of the police, he knows this is the police. But doesn't recognize the police, doesn't have the ma'rifat. Behind the police is some power, in the gun there's some firepower, and behind him is the entire government, that he doesn't know. So he'll go, he'll play with the police, he might have his boots also, says painting. So all the things that little boy will do, he thinks he's a play. But as he gets bigger, then he realizes, this man is a policeman, he can lock me up, he can do something to me. Now some ma'rifat has come. In the same way, when Umar Sahib says Rahmatullah Ali, when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we just know the name of Allah. We just know whether 4-letter, 5-letter word, we only know that's Allah. But what's behind the name? What is behind it? Who's behind the policeman? What he can do? What power does he have? Right now he can handcuff me, put me in the back of the van. He can charge me. He can plant something on me. Lock me up for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. Now when he gets big, he realizes that he can't play fools with a policeman. He's got some power with him. The same way Hazrat says, that when he comes to us, we still little children of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Say, Allah is there. Allah is all powerful. He said the police is very strong. Police got a big gun. He can do this, he can do that, but then we'll trap his toes. So we say Allah does everything, but we know Allah, but we haven't recognized Allah. So one is ilm, and one is ma'rifat. One is to know Allah, one is to have the ma'rifat of Allah. To recognize my Allah, to believe it, my Allah. Leave behind Allah Himself is all powerful. What Allah can do. That is why we discuss His name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So we get to know Allah, ta'arraf ala Allah. To get to know Allah, then to recognize Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So we know this name of Allah Tabarak al-Wali. And when we need it at that time, then to call out to al-Wali. Ya Wali, Ya Allah, I believe in you. Ya Allah, I know you can do it. You are the guardian. You are the guardian, you are the helper. So that is why we discuss these names. So these names, you use it in a dua when you call unto Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Now we know in this volatile time, or what we went, what we're supposed to go through, what we thought will happen, Allah protect, Allah protect. But reading all the news reports, then we hear they spend so much money on security. So we know, so we get more itminan. So much they spend, but who is they really, we don't know. We just know they spend so much, so many hundreds of millions. Then when we hear first in line to protect will be SAPs, for example, we said okay, not so hot. We said no, we got the, what do you call, SANDF, you know, SANDF, S-A-N-D-F, with the military. Oh, the military will come in. Now they got the CASPERS and they got this and they got that. Now they got helicopters. Now our yaqeen increased more now. Why the ma'rifati? Now we know who's there. We know who's there. Then if they call some other battalion, or this or that, like before we used to hear about those police who had those fast cars. What was it? Flying squad. So when your police are coming, you hear flying squad is coming. Now you really felt, okay, now I'm safe. Flying squad is coming. Then they say now, Intel, bigger words now. Intel, and then they have private security, VIP, and different names you find. Then your ma'rifat increases more because you know them. Then yaqeen also increases. Okay, now we're safe. Because so many lines of protection. Allah is beyond all of that. Jalla Jalaluhu. So to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so well, I know my Allah. I know my Allah and I recognize my Allah. Leave all his different lines of defense. Allah is beyond all of this. Allah can send a small bird through it. Allah Ta'ala can send one bee through it. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned also that when he came to the battle of Khandaq, Nusirtu bis Saba, Nusirtu bis Saba, Uhlikat Adun bid Dabur. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assisted me in the battle of Khandaq when Sahaba Ikram, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had to go to that Qurbani also. Although being the Nabi of Allah, he had a still plan. He could have said, now we'll sit in Madinah Munawwara, we'll make i'tikaf in the masjid only, and Allah will send the malaika. But Allah has a system. There has to be a qurbani behind it. There has to be some tadbir and planning behind it. And they recognize Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Even the Nabi of Allah, to leave Madinah Munawwara, he had to go down into the trench, and two stones tied to the belly. So we have this concept of a little bit of amal, and Allah will take care of everything. We also have to make some qurbani. Ask Allah for afiyat, but the Nabi of Allah had to do it. And then they say, Sahaba radiallahu anhum was so hungry. When you're hungry, you feel cold. It was midwinter. So Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu used to cling to the ground, put his belly to the ground to feel the heat of the earth, to get some warmth within him. So like this, they were sitting there. They say like a little lamb lost in a cold night in the jungle. And what is he doing? Bleating for his mother, looking for his mother. Want some warmth, want something to drink. Sahaba ikram was sitting like that. And on that side, this was the superpower of the time, the mushrikeen of Makkah, they all alliances got together. So at that time, when the Qurbani reached that level, Allah loved. And after so many days, finally on that Wednesday, after Zuhr, all the messages go out, make dua for me. Dua is accepted on Wednesday after Zuhr. Nabi of Allah's dua was accepted on that Wednesday after Zuhr in Masjid al-Fath. So after how many days the dua got accepted? Then Nabi of Allah said, Ali salatu wasalam, Usirtu bis Saba, that I was helped with the wind of Saba. Saba is the easterly wind. وَأُهُلِكَتْ عَادٌ بِالدَّبُورُ And the nation of Ad, they were destroyed with the westerly wind. For the easterly wind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends that to help the Anbiya, to help the pious ones. So that blows from that side. When that wind blew, uprooted the tents, almost blew them away. They had to pack up. He said, go back, go back. We can't stand this wind. What a wind it was. But didn't affect the Muslimin. So Allah sends the winds also. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ Allah Tabarak wa ta'ala says that no one knows the armies of Allah besides Allah Himself. What armies He has, Allah can use them. So Allah Ta'ala sent the بالصبا, the easterly wind. And قومي عادي will destroy the westerly wind. Allah Ta'ala uprooted them and destroyed them completely. So we learn these names of Allah, we get to know Allah, and then the ma'rifat of Allah. Then the more we give da'wah, the more we speak about it, the more we call unto Allah Tabarak wa ta'ala, Ya Waliyy, Ya Waliyy, Inna Waliyy Allahu Alladhi Nazzal Al-Kitab. Allah says, I am the Wali also. I am the Wali of the pious ones. Allah Ta'ala revealed the Quran Sharif. So we get to know Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and Iman increases, Yaqeen increases till we recognize Allah. Then we recognize Allah, then nothing will make the person fearful. I know my Allah. Whatever will happen, it's in the sight of Allah. Yes, we have natural fear within us. So Adam Ali Umar Sahib said, Rahmatullah Alayhi, that young boy knows this is the police, he knows, but he's still playing with the policeman. So that's ilm. As he gets bigger, then he has ma'rifat. Now he knows his police. There's so many other battalions behind him, government behind him. Now he's got ma'rifat. With Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, we get to know the names of Allah. We ask Allah for his ma'rifat. Ya Allah, give me the recognition. Give me the recognition of yourself, Ya Allah, that I have complete itminan of my heart. The different definitions have been mentioned regarding this blessed name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Wali. Wali refers to a person who is a guardian. The Wali of an orphan is a person who has taken responsibility to look after him in all conditions. We call that a Wali also. We find in different languages, you might say Wali, or he's a Wali. So the word is Wali. Al-Wali is that being. So that's not in human terms. He's a guardian of that orphan. We call him also, he's the Wali, he's the guardian. He's the Wali of the bride also, the representative. The guardian, the father. Al-Wali is that being who takes responsibility to see to the needs of his servants, that is Allah. Allah has taken the responsibility. وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقَهَا Allah Ta'ala has made a promise already. There's no moving creature that works on the earth except that its sustenance is عَلَى اللَّهِ upon Allah. It says, عَلَىٰكَ responsibility. It is a responsibility upon us. We will provide, how we will provide? Via some work, why is some occupation, why is some degree, that's the system of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But very importantly, ulama say, here it will clear our iman yaqeen also. Allah's qudrat and Allah's power of sustaining, is that linked to any dunya means? Is that linked to any dunya sabab, that if you have that means, then Allah will give? Is that linked to any means? Is Allah's system? Is Allah Ta'ala's system, like the shop is just one vessel? Their degree also is just one cause. But how many have degrees, but then too we can't get a job? How many have shops also, but nobody is walking into it? And the person has just one spaza shop, and he's doing roaring business. So Allah Ta'ala's qudrat and power of sustain, is that linked to any dunya means? Yes, it is the system of Allah that we have to make some effort. But then too, by making effort doesn't mean, ya Allah, I'm making the effort, so my effort makes it farz upon Allah to sustain me. No. Doesn't mean. At the same time also, we don't take the reverse meaning. Ya Allah, I don't have to worry, I'll just sit. Everything will happen. Nothing will happen then also. So this is a balance. Person has to make the effort, what is yaqeen and tawakkul upon Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So al-wali is that being who takes responsibility to see the needs of his servants, Muslim and non-Muslim, pious and sinful. No servant, jinn, star, planet or spiritual guide can assist a person in real need. That is why we know in Sharia, you cannot go to the qabr and the grave of a wali of Allah and ask him to help you. He's muhtaj himself, he's in need himself. Yes, we can ask for the wasila. Ya Allah, we ask you through the medium of this friend of yours that have love for you, Ya Allah, that you sort of a certain problem out. Oh, Ya Allah, you relieve us through the barakat of this pious person. That is permissible. That is jaiz. The time of Nabi alayhi salat, the time of Abdullah bin Abbas and Umar, they should do this. Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when there was doubts in Medina and Munawwara, then he told Abbas radiyallahu anhu, let's go out and make salatul istisqa, salah for rain. And then he said, Ya Allah, to the barakat of the uncle of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, send down the rains. So he used him as a medium, the barakat of the uncle of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So that is permissible. But we don't ask Ya Allah, or ask that person, or ask the inmate of the qabr. He cannot do anything for a person. So he is very clear that no servant, no jinn also, no star, planet or spiritual guide, no shaykh also can assist a person in a real need. The only being who can do so is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is one definition. Allah Ta'ala has taken responsibility of the needs of all human beings. And remember also, the help of Allah, Allah's guardianship and all these attributes of Allah, whatever we have discussed thus far, all of them, Allah, like this quality of Allah, this attribute of Allah, to be the helper and the guardian, in every attribute of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is completely perfect. There is no deficiency whatsoever. That Allah's help right now is deficient, na'uzu billah. Allah Ta'ala is taking care of insan now is deficient. No such thing. Absolutely is perfect. That is why the beautiful Malfuz, Abdul Hamid Sahib always tells us about Honorable Shaykh, he says, Ya Rab, main mutma'in se baita hua hoon. Main mutma'in se baita hua hoon. The friend of Allah said to Allah, Ya Allah, I'm sitting here completely with itminan and peace of mind and heart. All of this turmoil around me. But I'm sitting here completely with peace of mind and heart. Why? To hakim bihe wa hakim bihe. Ya Allah, you're the executor and you're all wise also. You don't just execute. And let's see what will happen after that. Let's just take to the streets, let's burn everything, and let's see what will happen after that. Allah says, Allah will execute. And Allah's wisdom is beyond our understanding. Ya Allah, you are hakim. You will do as you want to. You will pass judgment. You will take, you will give. How beautifully, by Padiya Sahib, you say, Rahmatullah Ali. Allah Ta'ala gives, Allah Ta'ala takes, Allah makes no mistakes. No mistakes at all, so ever, like a mistake happened. No mistake by Allah Ta'ala. And our puny intellect might think, okay, shouldn't have been like that. Why is it like that? Why? Beyond what Allah is taking and what Allah will give in return is beyond our comprehension. Allah Ta'ala tested in one way, and in that one test, we made a bit of sabr. What Allah is prepared to give on that one test is beyond. The only time we know the reality, as one person says, when we're sitting in Jannat, we ask Allah, Ya Allah, put on the big screen now. Show us what was behind the scenes. Ya Allah, why it happened like that? What was the reason? Then you smile, Ya Allah. You took this, but you gave so much all of that. You weren't deserving of it. You weren't deserving for generations. You made decision because of the one sabr I made only. Just that one sabr, that one thing I was patient about. So much of khair and barakat came thereafter. which weren't deserving of it, just in that one test, Ya Allah, we passed. We passed, like Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam beautifully. Our Shaykh translated that ayat also, وَإِذِي ابْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنْ. Remember the time when his Rabb tested him, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, with all the different types of tests. When the time he was young, searching for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he saw the stars, he saw the moon, he saw the sun. That is my Rabb, that is, saw the sun. He said, هَذَا أَكْبَرْ. This is very big, this is my Rabb. But when the sun also disappeared, he said, this cannot be my Rabb. Stars disappeared, the moon disappeared. Finally, إِنِّي وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَأَرْضَ حَنِيفًا. He said, I turned my entire existence towards that one Allah, who's fatras, who created the skies and the earth. Completely turned to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, cutting myself off from all types of incorrect beliefs and yaqeen. Only turning to Hanifa means to cut yourself off from adyan batila, from all those type of isms that are false completely. And I turn only to one Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. That tawheed yaqeen came into the heart of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. As a young boy, tested, left his father also, was an idol worshipper, by Sukam, sculpture idols. So his whole life was a test. Whether the fire, whether leaving his honorable wife at the Baytullah, where there was no Baytullah at that time. Then finally Allah Ta'ala declared, remember the time when the Rabb of Ibrahim tested him, فَأَتَمَّهُمْ, literal meaning, he completed all the tests. Our Shaykh made beautiful tarjuma, he passed with flying colors. He passed with flying colors, smiling. What he did not go through. Through all that Qurbani, what could have come into the mind of Ibrahim alayhi salatu? My old age now also, Ya Allah. My young wife and this baby of mine, so many years I'm making dua for a child. And I finally Allah Pak says, go leave that child. And leave that wife also. And test upon test, test upon test. What Allah Ta'ala had reserved for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that you make all this qurbani and test, finally from your progeny will come Khatamun Nabiyyin, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. On your qurbani, your sacrifice, your patience, who will come in your progeny? So Allah Ta'ala is Al-Hakim, the All-Wise. But Allah has kept behind, we just submit. Allah, the test came, we make shukr to Allah. We show Allah we are happy with your decision. And why should we not be? How can you object to any decision of Allah? We don't even have the right. Because our life depends on Allah. Allah gave us our lives also, so we have no objection. We are slaves and we are proud to be only the slaves of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, every quality of His, Allah is absolutely perfect, 110%. There's no deficiency, there's no deficiency, there's no mistake, there's no shortcoming, nothing whatsoever. Because you might think also, how come in Ghazza so long is taking? Allah says He's the Wali, the help should come. But Allah knows why, Allah knows when, how it will come, when's the right time to come. Allah tabarak, all this in the wisdom of Allah. Allah executed. This is the command of Allah. What's the wisdom behind it? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is complete and perfect in every attribute of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Wali refers to a helper. Al-Wali is a helper of the believers. Is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken the responsibility to assist them and guide them. Just as a guardian takes the responsibility to care for a small child. So Allah has taken the responsibility also to assist and to guide them, to give hidayat. But there's a condition to that. وَيَهَدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ. Allah says, I'll give hidayat. I will guide the one that wants it. When he wants it, the person has a desire and talab. And he will really make the effort. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا. Definitely will give him hidayat. There's no way Allah will reject. Allah will give the hidayat. Allah Ta'ala will give the hidayat. Allah Ta'ala will help also when the time is right in the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He takes them from darkness into light. يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also taken the responsibility to reward them and grant them a befitting recompense on the day of Qiyamah. Reward only from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah is a wali. Allah will help and Allah will reward. If this meaning is considered that Allah will recompensate us on the day of Qiyamah, then this name is specific for the believers. Because Qiyamah's day, Allah will give jaza in the form of reward only to the believers. So it refers to the akhirat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, addressing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is commanded to proclaim, verily my wali is Allah. As revealed in the book, inna waliyya Allahu alladhi nazzala al-kitab. So he's commanded, Umay Nabi, say, Inna Waliyi, verily my Wali is Allah, the one that revealed the Quran. Say, verily my Wali, my helper is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has revealed the book. And he continues to care for the pious. وَهُوَ يَتَوَلَّ الصَّالِحِينَ Who will have salihin, the pious, and Allah ta'ala becomes their Wali also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing his beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, commanding him to say to the mushrikeen, the polytheists, the idol worshippers, my helper, assistant, aid and protector from you is Allah, who has revealed the true book. This is the response of a believer. We have different types of temperaments. We have the temperament of the people of batil. And then we have the temperament and the mindset of the people of haqq. This we mentioned numerous times before. This is a mudhakara. In Surah Al-Ghafir, Ibn Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Fir'aun. So Fir'auni's speech will continue till Qiyamah. Fir'auni's speech. It will continue till Qiyamah, his type of language. But in modern terms, different types of ways. They will, the different governments, different group leaders, they will speak like that. But how should a believer react? Sometimes we hear unsavory things on the media also. A believer is reacting like this. Because he hasn't educated himself, doesn't understand Quran Sharif. Go to the ulama ikram, how should we react right now? With the fazl of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, when Sayyid Ahmed Khan Sahib rahmatullah alayh, one of our very senior ulama in the effort of tabligh and da'wat, Allah had blessed him with tremendous knowledge of Quran Sharif. And Mawlana Muhammad Yusuf Sahib rahimahullah, who is the second Amir of Tabligh, has sent him to Hijaz al-Muqaddas, what you call Saudi Arabia. That you go to Hijaz al-Muqaddas and you do the effort of da'wat. So for many years, when I say Ayyid Ahmed Khan Sahib rahimahullah made the effort in Hijaz al-Muqaddas, and he says himself also that in madrasa I was very, very weak. Zehnan, mentally very weak. Couldn't pay attention, couldn't grasp, couldn't remember. But I had this desire within me to have the knowledge of deen. So he persevered. And for what we heard, he mentioned also one of his talks that nearly every year he failed also. But the desire he had, Allah Ta'ala says the desire of the heart. There's two terms we use usually in the Dar al-Ulum. We say that is that based upon qabiliyat, is based upon qabuliyat. Qabiliyat means to have the capacity, to have the ability to swat, to memorize. Yes, a person has to have some basic capacity. But is that based completely on that for a person to become outstanding? It's based on qabuliyat. Allah accepts him. Acceptance from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. A person has the ability, qabiliyat. He has the qabiliyat. Yes, he will shine, he will outshine the others, he will perform. But whether he's accepted by Allah, we don't know. So that knowledge that he acquires, we use the term ilm kasabi. Kasaba means to earn something. So he's earned it, he's worked hard. So he knows his work. And then you have the other pious one. With a little bit of effort that's within him, he pushes himself. And Allah accepts him. When Allah accepts him, and Allah blesses him with knowledge, then we call it ilm wahabi. Wahaba in Arabic means to give somebody a hiba, give somebody a gift. So Allah Ta'ala gives him with knowledge on his side. Then you hear people say, what he's talking now, you'll find in kitabs. Where is he coming from? Allah has opened his heart. Allah has opened his heart. He's understood the essence of Shariat and Quran. Now he's giving it to you broken down completely in simple terms. But he's speaking Quran and Hadith. But in simple layman's terms. This is from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. It's no jawbreakers or flowery language that open dictionary and see what now it means. Simple, but it's hitting the heart. This is Allah that has accepted him. So when I say Ahmed Khasab rahimullah, he says that I was very weak in madrasa, but I exerted myself till the time came. It was the pre-final year, more or less, where the asadiza called him. And they told Sayyid Ahmed, you're not going to make it. Our mashwara as asadiza is that better you open a shop outside the madrasa, one dukan there, I will support you. Now if your ustaz give you that mashwara, you're a broken man already. But he said, Mujhe karna hai. I want to do it. Let me do it. He said, but you just can't. You can't make it. How are we going to give you a certificate of qualification? Because we know what is your ability. But he was perseverant. And many a time you will find youngsters in madrasa from experience that he'll battle. But after he qualifies, he's shining. The amount of work he's doing, subhanAllah. And then who they attributed it? They say his parents' duas. Parents' duas, you're afraid, Ya Allah, what is he going to do in life? And the du'as for him, and du'as for him, and du'as for him. And he also made the effort, Allah Ta'ala opens the heart. So Hazrat mentions that I qualified the after, they let me do it, and I qualified, but couldn't maintain anything, couldn't remember anything also, very weak. Physically also was very thin, and mentally also very weak. Then he says, "Fir mein tabligh mein lag gaya." Then I gave my life to the effort of da'wat and tabligh. Mujahada, qurbani. 1 year the Arab countries, 1 year their country, 1 year that country. And he said, I just carried on moving the path of Allah. That was real qurbani, sacrifice, bringing people towards deen. Then he says, ek raat ke andar sare ilm a gaya. Says, in one night, Allah Ta'ala blessed me with all the kitabs and chapters of deen and ilm. Woke up in the morning, everything was in front of me. It was all day, Allah Ta'ala blessed him. Then when Faruq Makki Sahib says, by the qasam of Allah, Imam Sayyid Ahmad Khasab Rahimullah wanted to write a commentary on Bukhari Sharif, which goes into volumes, thousands of pages. Allah blessed him with such knowledge that he would be able to write an entire commentary from memory. Allah blessed him. One Quran khatam every day. One Quran khatam every day. What Allah Pak had given him. So this is perseverance. He to pass with flying colors. So Allah Ta'ala showed his shan also, by persevering, Allah will give the hidayat. Allah will open the heart, person perseveres. But we want it quickly. What happened quick? By Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, there's a system, and Allah knows when to give it, and the best time to give it, and how to give it, and where it must come. It's all in the system of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We can't rush, you have to have sabr and taqwa. So the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned also, my helper, assistant, aid and protector is Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So Nabi of Allah is commanded to say, my helper, assistant, aid and protector from you is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has revealed the true book. He befriends those of his creation whose actions are noble due to obeying him. Helpers and assistants are many, but the only helper who can assist one at every occasion, in every place, individually and collectively, and who will in addition show love and compassion is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-wali. Very important point this is, that helpers and assistants are many. But Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is different. Allah being a person's friend is different, but the only helper who can assist one at every occasion. Every occasion. In every place, individually and collectively, and who will in addition show love and compassion. Yes, subhanAllah says, Allah Ta'ala is a helper. Allah will forgive you for your shortcomings also. Even you forgot to call out to Allah the first time. But then too you went and you called out the day after. Slip the mind. I went to dunya first. Then you remember Allah. Then to Allah Ta'ala, I won't throw us away. Oh, now he's coming. No such thing. Allah is still there. Allah, but as we do in effort of da'wah tabligh also, Allah must come first. Allah Ta'ala must come first. Then after now we exhaust all the means, now we go to Allah. We're doing it for years. We exhaust all the means, then we say, Allah is there. And Allah is still there, alhamdulillah. We first go to the doctor, we take all the medication, we do all the da'wah, then we make du'a. Allah still gives the shifa. So Allah doesn't abandon us. So imagine being Allah Ta'ala first now. So in the same way as it says, Zakim Sahib Rahimullah will say, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala still overlooks it and forgives. And together with Ghafoor, being Ghafoor, Allah Pak says, I am Ghafoor and Al-Wadud. Wa huwa al-Ghafoor al-Wadud. You see, this is a very beautiful ayat of Quran Sharif, portion of the ayat of Quran. Wa huwa al-Ghafoor al-Wadud. Allah forgives for what? For what the command you broke? How you wronged Allah. Somebody wrongs me, I get angry. So you incurred the wrath of Allah, the anger of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, I'm still Ghafoor. Not only I'll forgive you, but I'm also Al-Wadud, I'll love you also. One is Allah says, okay, I'll just forgive you. But now you know, okay, he's forgiven me or she's forgiven me, but what's the vibe right now? I'm not sure. Allah says, I forgive you and I love you also. Imagine somebody says, I forgive you and I love you too. Don't worry about it, subhanAllah. What a person that is, what a heart he has. So Allah Ta'ala says, I'll forgive you. Even if you didn't come the first time, when you came, I still forgive you. Overlook it. And I love you for that also. Allah give us understanding, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We began discussing the bayan of Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Arif Billah Zabwana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. The bayan he had given in reunion. Reunion is an island in the Indian Ocean. For those that are not aware, it's an island. And sometimes they classify it as part of Africa also. So as he gives the khutbah, and he reads a few ayat of Surah Al-Muzzammil. وَاذْكُرِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ فَاتَّخِذْهُ وَكِيلًا وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ وَهَجُرْهُمْ هَجْرًا جَمِيلًا. We read a few lines of this beautiful bayan of Zakim Sahib Rahmatullah. This is full of ma'rifat. So Zakim Sahib Rahmatullah says, I have recited a few ayat of Surah Muzzammil before his commentary and explanation will follow shortly. I will begin by discussing your man of entertaining a guest with meals. So this is Sheikh Kamil. They're teaching sunnahs all the time, or some adab and respect of things all the time. But this is you that I will begin by discussing your manner of entertaining a guest with meals. You begin with savouries and other delicacies. How usually? Bring the samosas, bring the pies first. So you begin with savouries and other delicacies, bringing the main cause of the meal at the end. Those people who are not aware of your system regard these starters as the actual meal. Sometimes we get caught also. I tell the brother, now she had given us a menu beforehand, so she left some place at least. Brother says also that sometimes people go free chow, so they pack it properly also. Father and son got invited also for free meals. So father was certainly told, better you're going for free chow, so eat properly. No supper tonight. So the son said across the father. So every time he took one luqma, one morsel of food, then he would take one gulp of water. Father showed big eyes. I leave the water. Put the food down. Then he asked, why so much water? He said, I'm pushing the food down, making more space. He said, and his friend next to him ate so much of food that now he got indigestion. So he had to go to the doctor. He said, doctor, I ate too much. Finish right till here the food is. Doctor told him, all right. Settle your stomach down now. Here's a tablet here, take it now. I said, doctor, if there's any more place, I'll put more food. There's no place for your tablet also. So Hazrat says, now we don't eat like that. There's a limit to everything. For those people who are not aware of your system, regard the starters as the actual meal. They eat to their satisfaction only to find the biryani being brought later, upon which they express regret. Now there's more regret now. It's feeling even more. Now, I think so sumptuous. I got no place. He also a beautiful lesson we learned from Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So this person feels a regret now. Feels a regret. Oh, then he's got, he likes submit to alwa or something like that. Now he came last. He says, now this I will enjoy in the beginning. But so he got more regret now. He didn't bring his bucket also. So he should bump the host a little bit. But that too he didn't bring. Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali mentioned one time that somebody prepared biryani. Somebody prepared biryani and Hazrat didn't make it in time for the meals, specifically for him. It was very delicious. So when he came later on, now he wasn't aware that it was cooked for him. So when he came later on, then they told him in the house, they say, Hazrat, you missed the biryani. I think it was so delicious. He says, see, I didn't know about it. I didn't know that you had biryani, or it was cooked for me, etc. And now you're telling me this, why you're causing taklif to my heart? If you didn't tell me, there's no taklif to me. Now I must think, ya, I shall come earlier. You didn't leave anything for me. He said, no, Hazrat, we didn't leave. So after he told him, he said, you leave it? He said, if we left for you, magar wo bachche usko kha gaya. He says, yes, we left for you, but the children ate it. Ah, they eat it, I'm very happy. That children eating the food, which was my share, makes me more happy than me eating it. So he says, they covered up the feeling of my heart and my regret. I said, don't do that to anybody. Hey, you missed the da'wat. What a meal it was. Now you're giving it to that guy, bichara. What's the fayda of it? Now you're burning him. He says, don't give unnecessary taklif. Don't give unnecessary taklif. Even, and this is given also, my dear friends. People don't realize it. Whether they're going on holidays, whether they're going somewhere. Now they're uploading, taking pictures, sending to family members. Now in that group also, the family group, how many of them haven't traveled so many years in their life? Or that friends also. And now this is your third trip overseas. Now you think they're going to be happy? Now what regret is going through their heart? They couldn't now at least send us, or at least now do something for us. They know how we're battling. Now they're advertising all the enjoyments in life. So nobody is going to be happy for you. That's all your own private thing. Now you're causing regret to the person's heart, which is unnecessary. Is that not even something that you have to do? So you did not tell us that it is to follow. When you were serving all the savories, I thought them to be the actual meal. Being hungry, I ate to my fill, as the Kimsab says, Rahmatullah Alayh. When you did serve the biryani, my condition was expressive. My condition was expressive of Ya Raytani Akaltu Qaleelan. Ya Raytani Akaltu Qaleelan is the expression in Arabic. You say, my expression became when I saw the biryani, and this was my expression, right? Physical expression. If only I had eaten just a little, but it didn't happen like that. I already ate to my full. Now the biryani came. Yes, there was one Jamaat one time. I remember some Karguzari we heard. That time you go to the Pathan areas in the Sarhad, the northern frontier of Pakistan. There the ikram is a different level. There, alhamdulillah, the Pathan brothers have got the real jazba and zeal to feed the mehman. And they have got about extreme tabiat they have. If they're very generous, they're very generous, they're very kind, they're very loving. And if they got a problem with you, then you might see the end of a barrel after that. That's how it is, extremes. So they were Jamaat went somewhere. So they say that the next day was Eid. So the brother gave us a dawah for the next day, breakfast or brunch, whatever you may call it. So he said, okay, we'll come the next morning. So we didn't realize this brother had a twin brother, identical twin. And they both on the war path. They weren't speaking to one another. And then they walk around with Kalashnikov, AK-47. It's like a normal part of their dress it is. He said the next morning, he told us to pick us up certain time, but he came earlier. So he picked us up, we went with him, we had a full meal and we came back. We just came back and the brother dropped us off the masjid. We just went to relax a bit. And you see, he came back, he said, chalo, khane ke liye, let's go for meals. He said, no, what happened here now? He just took us and he came back again. What meals? So they told him, but we just came back from your house. I said, when? I didn't come pick you up. So my brother came to pick you up. He said, yeah, I think. He said, wo toh mera dushman hai. How dare he feed my mehman? Then the Kalashnikov came out. He said, chalo abhi. Sit in the car now and come eat. The brother said, we have to go. Ya laytani akaltu qali. If only I eat a little. So he says, we went. So he says, then how you'll eat then? He said, you're putting the potatoes in our pockets. Because he was serving us with a Kalashnikov in his hand. He said, cow boy, cow, cow. He said, when he didn't look, he said, we were stuffing the food because we have saved our life. So Hazrat says also, if only I had eaten just a little, I could have thoroughly enjoyed the biryani. Nonetheless, I begin by discussing miscellaneous topics. I will inshallah come back to the tafsir of the ayat recited, which totally relates with the tasawuf for the purification of the soul. Inshallah, we'll continue next week, inshallah. So this one adab we have learned, my dear brothers, that when giving a dawat also, then inform the people. Oh, nowadays people, they have a menu card on the table also. So one side is the menu, and one side is the du'as. Very good. Du'as for eating. So they put it on the table. So please, you remind you to read the du'as before eating, whilst eating, after eating. The other side, they got the menu, you'll be serving certain dishes. Oh, alhamdulillah. Here also, when it comes to giving da'wats, your ulama say, there's no problem. We can have da'wats, happy occasions, whatever, it's family getting together. Is there a problem at all? Like Nabi alayhi salatu salam also. There were occasions when he would feed. Walima, he would feed. When he returned from Hajj also, he slaughtered an animal and he fed Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Out of khushi and happiness, the return from Hajj. So there are certain occasions where a person may feed. So your ulama say, no problem. Feeding is fine. Feed how many people you want to. But keep it simple. Take out the extravagance. Take out the extravagance. And we found from experience also, we had just one or two dishes, it gets eaten properly. We know ourselves so much, they say, by now. Like we lost hope. And I want to taste that one also, and taste, and really enjoy this one also. But then already your taste buds are confused also now, really, which one was tasty. So to have just one, two dishes is good enough. So you can invite plenty of people to not a problem. But ulama say that barakat is when it is simple. That's the main thing. Have it simple, nothing wastage. And there's no just decor there, it's just thrown away thereafter. So by all means, feeding the makhluk of Allah, feeling the guest of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, there's barakah in it, no problem. Allah Ta'ala is generous also. So there's also rewardable, but keep it simple as far as possible. And this only happen in our homes when we carry on making muzakara. When we make muzakara with our families, we don't mind feeding, let's keep it simple, let's keep it simple. Yes, sometimes the standards are very high, but we continue repeating it. It will come in them. Okay, so we cut this out, we cut that out, we cut that out. No problem. Very good, alhamdulillah. And commend them also, alhamdulillah. From where we were to where we have come now, now it's simple. We don't have to spend so much. Let's spend the money on the food is better. We can invite more people. Allah Ta'ala give tawfiq, inshaAllah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 جل جلاله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أتيت على نفسك ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا
الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين، اللهم اجعلنا من المهديين، اللهم اجعلنا من الذين لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا كريم الرحيم. Forgive us of all our sins, O my Allah, all our disobediences, O my Allah, incorrect yaqeen, O my Allah. Allah grant your ma'rifat, your muhabbat, your closeness, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. O my Allah, ya Allah, full of hasud, your muhabbat, ya Allah. O your ma'rifat, O my Allah. Remove all the filth and the dirt, all the ghirullah, everything besides you. Give us the true and real life of haqiqat and reality. Save us from deception of this worldly life, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us hidayat, give our families hidayat, give the entire ummah hidayat, give the non-Muslim hidayat. Ya Allah, give us a jinnati life, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Save us from vices, O my Allah. Give us disobedience, O my Allah. Give us taqwa. Give us hidayat, Ya Allah. Give us salah, O my Allah. Give us all those qualities that you love. Make us amongst your, Allah, amongst those that you love, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Amongst your beloveds, O Allah. O my Allah, give us, Ya Allah, the knowledge of every sunnah. Amal upon every sunnah. Then, Ya Allah, love for every sunnah. Ya Allah, accept our health, our wealth, our time, our resources for the khidmat of the sunnah in the world, O my Allah. Ya Allah, keep us safe, O my Allah. Keep our iman safe, our taqwa, our amal safe. Ya Allah, keep our health, Ya Allah. Keep our health safe with salamat, O my Allah. O Kareem, Rahim Allah, give us afiyat in dunya, at the time of maut, in qabr, in akhirat. All those that are sick and ailing, grant them shifa'i, ajil, kamil, mustamir. Ya Allah, grant them relief, make it easy for them, O my Allah. All those in debt, remove them from their debts, O my Allah. Give us some interest, O my Allah. Grant us plenty of halal roses. Save us in the banks, O my Allah. Save us from muhtaji upon anyone. Ya Allah, give us, Ya Allah, tawfiq, Ya Allah, the ability, iman, yaqeen, to take direct from your khazana and your treasury, O my Allah. Ya Allah, to take all, Ya Allah, to take all the spiritual, Ya Allah, bounties from your treasury, O my Allah, the physical ones, the financial ones. Give us sukoon, itminan within our home. Save us from broken homes, O my Allah. O my Allah, full of our homes, Ya Allah, with your commandments, with the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Kareem wa Rahim Allah, protect haram. Protect Masjid al-Aqsa, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Protect the Muslims of Gaza, O my Allah, of Sudan, of China, of all the countries of the world, this parashani in Angus, here in our country, grant hidayat. Blow the winds of hidayat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, hidayat is written, Ya Allah, for the zalim and oppressor. Ya Allah, remove them from the face of the earth, Ya Allah. Make it a means of hidayat spreading. Let your deen spread to every country, every continent. Ya Allah, every village, O my Allah, informal settlement, Ya Allah, wherever the people may be in the world. Ya Allah, accept us as a means for this, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we thank you for all your ni'mats, all your bounties. Ya Allah, for the bounty, Ya Allah, of iman, of a'mal, of taqwa, of ulama. Ya Allah, of the hufaz, our children, our families. Ya Allah, the accommodation that you have given us, the vehicles, O my Allah, the businesses, the wealth, O my Allah, our iman, our taqwa, the masajid, the makatib, the environment, Ya Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, for the security of all these years that you have given us, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. O my Allah, we thank you, Allah, for the health that you have given us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, for the wealth that you have given us, O my Allah, for the iman and the Islam. Ya Allah, keep us in your ni'mas and bounties, Ya Allah. Don't test us in any way, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas samiu al-alim. وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. أو ما يلا ده إجتماع يسون ده كم يلا make it a great success. أو ما يلا يلا maximum jamaas come out in the path of Allah. يلا accept us also. أو ما يلا spend some time in your path, O Kareem Rahim. Spend time in your home. أو ما يلا أو ما يلا أو ما يلا make the يلا make the environment and the weather conducive. أو ما يلا make it easy. يا الله يلا make it a means of hidayat and khair and barakat and goodness spreading in the entire world. يلا ده إصلاح جلسة يسون ده كم also. أو ما يلا make it a means of Islah complete, O my Allah. Ya Allah, for our inside, our outside, our entire life, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, become pleased with us, O my Allah. Give us your ma'rifat, O my Allah. Grant our children hidayat, O my Allah. Keep them upon sirat mustaqim, O my Allah. We don't know how to be fathers, O my Allah. We don't know how to be ummatis and your slaves. Ya Allah, you teach us, you guide us and overlook us and forgive us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you guide our children directly, O my Allah. Make them hufaz, ulama, among the saliheen and the pious. Ya Allah, save them from the haram. Ya Allah, you guide them, save them from the evils of the internet, O my Allah, and the environments, and save us and the entire ummah. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, allahu ahlu, subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, ameen, ameen. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanallah. Many jamaats will be going out over the weekend before the ijtima. Tomorrow night is our Shab Guzari, also Masjid al-Hilah. Brothers are requested, at least minimum come for the Hayat al-Sahaba Ta'alim after Isha. Usually Isha is 8 to 7:30 Friday nights in Masjid al-Hilah. Some kitab reading, beautiful environment. bring our young sons also. They'll benefit, we'll benefit. Some fikr, some search we can make for the ishtima. Lot of jamaats we can have for 3 days, 24 hours, we can join them. Hazrat says also that hidayat will spread. The deen will spread. Allah's promise. Nasrullahi wal fath will come. So Allah's promise, it is going to come. Hazrat says, we also want a share in it. We can be just onlookers. The light will happen. We get very happy. He said, but we can be part of it also. Get a reward for it. So at least we can make some little qurbani, some effort also. Some ta'aleem, a little bit, 24 hours. Join them for gush. Allah will give tawfiq, inshallah. JazakAllah.